Muriel, thanks very much for joining me on the show.
You're very welcome.
So we know, I suppose, it's the busiest shopping period between now and Christmas at this stage, Muriel, and the CCCP is noticing an increase in online scams. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing?
Yes, and the Gardaí have recently issued a report or a study that they have done. They have said that the incidence of fraud have increased immeasurably over the last year across all types of frauds as well. So what we did is we looked at our helpline. We have a consumer helpline in the CCPC, and we looked at what consumers were reporting in terms of fraud. So we took 30 of those cases and we looked at them, and we called consumers back, because when they call us, we give them the information and then we don't know what happens to them. So that's why we did these studies, to see what did happen to them along that line in terms of, did they get their money back or did they get the issue resolved? So we saw rental scams. We saw scams in terms of when people bought goods and services and never receiving them, fake employment offers, email phishing, investment scams, hacking people's accounts. So it's a wide range of frauds that we have seen across what has happened to consumers. And also what was noticeable in terms of the goods and services, it can be any good. And a lot of them are goods you'd buy, very routinely, maybe every day or whatever it is. For example, like armchairs, dog beds, car tools, supplements. So it's not like it's, the big ticket items that you only buy once every couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's very, day-to-day type of products that people are getting scammed on.
Okay, that's very interesting to hear. And I know, as we said, we're very much in the busy Christmas shopping period now. And for many people, that does involve shopping online. We've gone past this with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but a lot of people will still be shopping online because, as we said, they'll be getting the last few bits of Christmas presents, I suppose, now, and trying to get some of those deals. And for some people, I suppose, they just find the online aspect a little bit easier. But it's important, I suppose, Muriel, as you mentioned, that they're still very wary, because these people and these scammers, I suppose, are out there, and they just need to be careful ahead of it and ahead of Christmas, because you don't want to be losing out on your money, especially at this time of year.
No, and as you said, it is the busiest time of the year for shoppers. We know that. Christmas, and you said people are busy, people are working, and sometimes they're rushed. And that's what scammers like, because when you're rushed, you'll make quick decisions. So what we're trying to urge people is to stop, slow down if you can. And for example, if you go online or if you go onto your social media and you see an ad and you think, God, this is really good. Is this a bit too good to be true? It more than likely is. So that's the first step. If there's ads that have urgency about them, for example, they say you only have 24 hours to go. That's another tactic that fraudsters can use. But when they give you a link to go into, for example, it could be a well-known business, for example, one of your well-known supermarkets, and they give you a link into the supermarket or the business's website, don't click on it. You know the name of the business or the name of the supermarket. So come out and do a Google search yourself and go in to the website from your Google search, because then you'll know if it's a genuine offer or not. So that's really important. That's where we see a lot of people getting scammed.
Okay, that's very interesting actually to hear. Kind of, I suppose, in line with that as well, Muriel, then, like, we are always hearing, and we're seeing it, I suppose, ourselves as well, because we all come across it, that these type of scams, they are becoming more and more sophisticated now as well. So they can be quite believable. And I suppose it makes it harder then, doesn't it, for people to spot them, I suppose. And as you said, when people are rushed especially as well and don't take that time maybe just to double check, maybe it makes it a little bit more difficult and more likely that someone potentially might be scammed.
Yes, it does. And the first thing you do is, if you are brought in, through an ad on social media or online, it'll only take you a couple of seconds to go and do Google search. That's the first thing. The second thing is, even if you are on a website, maybe if you haven't used it before, what's really, really good is to do an independent search to see what the reviews are like. Don't rely on the reviews of the website you're on. Go into something like Trustpilot or Reddit, and you'll get independent reviews there of people who have used the website before. Also, when you go into a website maybe you've never used before as well, look at the About Us page, because that'll give you a business addresses, returns policy, and more of the, I suppose, the real websites that are out there will have all that really good information. So that can be an indication that it's a fake website where it doesn't have all that information. But also, as you said, they're becoming so much more sophisticated, and that's because a lot of them are using AI. And they, if you looked at them just on the, maybe the front page without going down to any of the other information, they would look so like the real website, and it's very hard to detect. So really and truly, You shouldn't click into an ad on social media. Go back out to your Google search, check the About Us page, you know, the information around the business address, returns policy, and then also do your independent reviews. Really important.
Okay, that's great advice there. And if someone does get scammed in this type of way, Muriel, whether it is maybe going through a social media ad that they see, for example, are they likely to get their money back?
Well, we saw from the 30 case studies that very few people got their money back. So what we would say is if you do get scammed, number one, report it straight away to your bank or credit provider, whoever that may be. They may not be able to get your money back, or they may. If you pay through debit or credit card, you have a much better chance of getting your money back, other than through maybe a bank transfer. Because when you transfer money to somebody else's account, it's very, very difficult to get your money back. So always, if you are going to buy anything online, always try and pay through your debit or credit card. So if you get scammed, get onto your credit card provider or your bank straight away, because they may be able to reverse the transaction, is what it's called. So it's actually called a chargeback, and it's where they will reverse, but you have to go to them in sufficient time for them to be able to do that. That's number one. Number two, report it to the Gardaí, because this is fraud, and the Gardaí then can take it, and they are looking at all fraud cases. So it's really important, because the more information that we have out there on frauds, we're hoping that by giving that information out to other consumers, that they won't fall for the same fraud and scams. So it is really important to report it so that other people are aware of what's going on as well.
It certainly is as well. And I suppose it gives people like yourselves the opportunity then to see the case studies as they come in if complaints are made as well, because again, then it allows you to pass that information on. And maybe someone will say, if I was scammed, for example, but shared my story, it will open someone else's eyes maybe and potentially prevent them from being scammed by the same group of people.
Absolutely. And I know people do sometimes feel, how did I fall for that? When we looked at these 30 cases, these were across all ages. There was people with masters and degrees that got scammed. So this affects everybody. So I know it can be awful when you get scammed and you don't want to admit, especially if it's small amounts of money. But this is happening to so many people, and we have to be just so vigilant in terms, especially buying online, in terms of where we're getting our information, where we're clicking on links, which is really important. It just takes a couple of seconds to come back out, do that Google search, and go into that website address through the Google search, because then you'll know whether it's a genuine offer or not.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that there were legitimate businesses, I suppose, that scammers were posing as them, and that, you know, the websites looked very legitimate and they looked exactly like the website would look if you had gone in, I suppose, independently to get it yourself. In a case like that, if a business realizes that there's a fake website that looks exactly like theirs out there, is it the guards they should go to? Or what course of action can they take?
Well, I would say that the business should probably try and put a message up on their website saying that we know that this is happening to customers out there. You know, you would hope that they would be directing people to go through the Google search looking for them. And then, yes, they should definitely go to the Gardaí in terms at least to report it.
And Muriel, just before we finish up, I suppose obviously you work in the financial education part of the CCPC. Is this something, I suppose, in these type of scams and the fact that they're becoming more and more sophisticated, and our reliance on technology and our use of social media as well in the world that we're living in at the moment, is it something that you think is going to continue as you look to the future, maybe?
I think it is. I think since COVID, so many people did move online and probably haven't made that, you know, gone back to maybe shopping in shops. Some people still do, of course, but we see everything is increasing in terms of technology and how we use technology. So definitely here to stay. And you know, fraudsters are looking at this and looking at more people buying online on a yearly basis. So they're going to try and look at more ways of trying to get our money, you know, for them, because that's how they make their money. So they're going to try so many different things, and we just have to try and keep on top of it. Try to be safe. Try not to rush into to buying things online. Do your research. Don't trust everything that the website tells you. Do your independent reviews. You know, and if something is too good to be true, it more than likely is too good to be true. So it's just really important, maybe just to maybe not rush as quickly when we're buying online.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. Muriel, thank you so much for taking the time to join me this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
It's great. Thank you so much.